that you can really pick them out, you know, because they look uncomfortable. Yeah. They don't know anything about city ways. You say he's just an old
country Hoosier.
Hoosier. Have you ever heard people refer to him as, you know, he's from the Piney Woods or something like that?
Piney Woods Rooter.
Oh, me.
You know, it's not like it used to be the way back when we used to school there near the town. Them boys in town, they just pick on the old bus country boys.
Is that right? Would they call you Hoosiers?
No, just anything most they could think of. They just didn't like us country boys.
Oh, you probably were jealous. What about if you were at a party, you might look at your watch and see it's about 11:30. You might say, well, we better be going home. It's
getting my loot.
Mm-hmm. Or it's almost midnight.
It's almost midnight. Mm-hmm.
Or what about if you if the sidewalk is iced over, you might try to walk on it, and you might say, well, somehow or another, I managed to keep my balance, but two or three times I
slip down.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Or what about if somebody's waiting on you to get ready to go somewhere, and they say, are you going to be ready soon? You might say to them, well, I'll be with you in
just a few minutes.
Okay. Or let's say you're going somewhere, and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure about the distance. You might ask somebody, well,
how much further is it?
Okay, or, well, let's say if I'm trying to find something here in the room, let's say that ashtray, and I'm just looking around and I can't see it, and you might tell me, well,
it's over there.
Mm-hmm. Or look here.
Look here.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people use that expression if they're mad at somebody? Now, you just look here.
You look here, I'll do something with you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, okay. Or what about if you want to know how many times about something, you would ask, well, how? If you want to know how many times I go to town every week, you'd ask me, well, how?
How many times I go to week?
Mm-hmm. I'd ask you, how do you go to town? How?
Oh, yeah, how you go? How do you go to town?
Or talking about number of times, would you say how often?
How often, something like that.
Okay. Well, what about if I say that, well, I don't think I'm going to vote for Jimmy Carter for president. And if you're thinking the same thing, you might say, well,
I'm not either.
Mm-hmm. Or neither am I?
Neither am I.
Okay. Who did you vote for?
What day?
Did you vote for president?
Yeah, I voted for Carter.
Voted for Carter? Okay. What do you call a...
The second time.
What do you call...
I voted Wallace first.
Yeah. He didn't make it to... wasn't nominated this last time. What do you call this part of your head right here? That's your...
Forward.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call...
Have you got the rest of this book to go through?
Oh, no. Not the rest of the whole thing. What about, we'd be here the rest of the week, wouldn't we? What do you call this right here? That's my...
Hair.
Uh-huh. And if I let it grow out on my face...
Beard.
Mm-hmm. And this right here is my...
Hair.
Which one is that?
Your left ear.
Uh-huh. And this is my...
Right ear.
Uh-huh. And this right here is my...
Lips.
Uh-huh. Or you might tell me to keep my...
Mouth.
Okay. And this right here is my...
Neck.
Mm-hmm. And this is my...
Throat.
What about this thing that jumps up and down when you swallow?
Yeah. I don't know why I can't see it. This thing right here.
You call it the Adam's apple?
Adam's apple.
You ever heard people call that anything else?
Maybe
a goozle?
Google or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Adam's apple mostly, though.
Okay, and these are my
teeth.
Mm-hmm.